Rumpole a la Carte by John Mortimer. The book bears a dedication to Anne Mallalieu and Tim Cassell. The first story is called Rumpole a la Carte.
I suppose when I have time to think about it, which is not often during the long day's trudge round the Bailey and more down-market venues such as the Uxbridge Magistrates' Court, the law represents some attempt, however fumbling, to impose order on a chaotic universe. Chaos, in the form of human waywardness and uncontrollable passion, is ever bubbling away just beneath the surface, and its sporadic outbreaks are what provide me with my daily crust, and even a glass or two of Pomeroy's Plonk to go with it. I've often noticed in the accounts of the many crimes with which I have been concerned that some small sign of disorder, an unusual number of milk bottles on a doorstep, a car parked on a double yellow line by a normally law-abiding citizen, even in the Penge bungalow murders, someone else's Macintosh taken from an office peg, has been the first indication of anarchy taking over. The clue that such dark forces were at work in La Maison Jean-Pierre, one of the few London eateries to have achieved 3 Michelin stars, and to charge more for a bite of dinner for 2 than I get for a legal aid theft, was very small indeed. Now, my wife Hilda is a good plain cook. In saying that, I'm not referring to she who must be obeyed's moral values or passing any judgment on her personal appearance. What I can tell you is that she cooks without flights of fancy. She is not in any way a woman.